Blog Talk Radio.
Talking about anything, because I want to keep my word, and
saying that the entire 30 minutes of the show will be devoted to him. But also, I want to let everyone know that tomorrow will be a special program scheduled for 12 Central Time. Well, I'll say 1 Eastern Time. And tomorrow, my guest will be Ivy Fair, a Washington, D.C.-based fashion designer. Her clothing line is Purple Girl Clothing. So we're going to talk with her tomorrow's a special scheduled program to talk with Ivy Fair regarding her invite to be a part of the Oscars gifting suite. You know, when they give out the gift, the swag bags and the gifts to the celebrities and stars and nominees. But she's been invited to really promote her clothing line, Purple Girl Clothing. So she will be the guest tomorrow during a specially scheduled program to talk about her invitation to promote her clothing line, Purple Girl Clothing. And so please tune in to hear what she has to say, because this invitation to the Oscars, which you all know I talk about a lot, is very, very important. And she's a sister of color and living in Washington, D.C., and her clothing line is not just a clothing line for profit. It's a clothing line where money raised helps buy medicine for women with lupus. And the Lupus Foundation is very supportive of her endeavors. So I won't talk much longer, but I just would like to let you all know about that. So tomorrow, feel free to listen and call in and ask her questions. And that's basically it. But I will be tweeting and promoting that show tomorrow, and also providing you all with her contact information today, and then also tomorrow you will definitely hear more about that invite. And I haven't heard anything about Omar Smith's Grammy gig. He said he will let us know, and I hadn't heard anything, so I hopefully he will get that gig. But it's time to begin the interview, because I did say it would be totally devoted to the one and only I know. Why am I getting tongue-tied now? Because I'm so excited to be talking with him. Because we have talked, and he's a great guy. He's a father, and he's a devoted husband. And Oki Reike. You know, see, because you all know I like to say his name, so, you know, I guess it's just me being, letting something get to me, because I don't get nervous, but I get super excited. So it's time to start the talk with Oki Reike to find out more about his songs, Daydreamer and Miracle and Hustler's Hymn, and the list goes on and on. And also, 714-409-0614 is the number. And I'm also in the chat room if you would like me to ask him any other questions, okay? Well, without any further ado, I must introduce Oki Reike, who is a native of Otutu in Nigeria, but moved here at a very young age. And we'll let him tell us more, because there's more to him. He's not a new artist. Oki Reike began his career many, many years ago, but I'll let him tell you that.
Hey, how's everyone doing?
Morning. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great.
Excuse me. I guess I'm so excited. And you know I know how to say your name, Oki Reike. Or can you tell everyone how to say your name?
Okereke.
Okereke. Yeah. Okereke, you are here yourself. Because I love to say the name, but I guess I said it kind of off this morning. It's important to say a person's name correctly, and I love it. So how are you doing this morning?
Oh, man, I'm good. I'm definitely excited to be here. It's definitely a blessed opportunity, and I thank you for giving me a chance to just to be here and connect with the fans.
I thank you. I thank you. I thank you for networking with me. I thank you for meeting you on YouTube. YouTube is just, wow, fantastic. I just thank you. Your music is so inspiring. I just been up just listening to songs over and over again, you know, and just it just seemed like as I nap, so I would not be too tired. And I'm not a nervous person, but I get so excited because I'm just excited from the conversations we had before and just the way we network and just your vibe. I mean, you're just so full of positive energy. And I don't want to keep on talking, and I have questions to ask you, but I know it's so important what you have to tell us about who is Okereke. Did I say that right?
Okereke, that's close enough.
Okereke. Yeah, I want to say just the way you guys meant to say, be said. So where does the story begin? Because you remember it's a two-part interview.
Yeah.
And so where does the story begin? And I think it's important for those that are new to your music to know that you're not new. You've been in the music industry forever, and your story, your father and your grandfather were musicians also. So who is that little boy on the bicycle in the image that I'm always looking at?
Oh, that's actually me. That's when I was still in Nigeria. I believe I was around about 3 years old at the time.
And you had a, is that when your love for music started?
I really can't remember exactly when it started. I mean, I feel like it's always been there. I do remember, I think the earliest memory I have, I believe it was my fifth birthday that I got like a keyboard or something like that, and I started, you know, playing songs and that, so.
Well, because I like your bio, the way you have it set up. I am Okereke. And so that's why I asked, well, who is that? Who is that little boy? And, you know, and who are you? Because I love your bio on Reverb Nation, the way you have it set up. I am.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, as you said, I am Okereke. I'm an artist. I was born in Nigeria, in a town called Ututu. Both my father and my grandfather were musicians. I've always had a love for music myself. I really started doing the kind of music that I do now, maybe a little over a year, close to 2 years. Before that, I was doing rap music, and I've been doing that for 10 years, maybe on professionally, so 7 albums doing that. And this is just a new attempt for me. This is what I know God wants me to do, and He's definitely blessed with, so I'm happy to be able to serve Him doing something that I love, which is.
Your lyrics, you and I have talked about this before. They are so positive. They are so inspiring. I mean, there's nothing, but yet you're talking about life, how to love God, to love Jesus Christ, and just to live a positive life. And your lyrics are so encouraging. Now, what drives you to write such positive, loving lyrics?
I think we all need excuse me, I think we all need to be encouraged. And that's what I aim to do, you know. A lot of us are going through a lot of different things, a lot of different emotions, and it's important for us to know that, you know, we have a God who can help us overcome these things. It's important for us to know that he wants a relationship with us. And what I try to do in my music is encourage others as well as to teach on relationships, which makes it very important. And I really believe that if we love each other the way God loves us, then the world would be so much of a better place. So that's why I try to present that side to people and really try to let them understand the kind of love that God has for us. Because, you know, we often get the idea of love. We look at it the wrong way. You know, see, we say love is pain. And you know, a lot of us really have scars because of love and what we, you know, thought was love. And it's important for us to understand, you know, what true love is and how to really love in an unconditional way, in the same manner that God loves us.
Wow. Wow. So you're letting people know it's okay to love. And if you've loved and been hurt, it's okay to love again.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And I try to show a parallel between the relationship that we have with others and the relationship that we have, you know, with God. I try to combine them in a way that people really understand, because it's not that different. And you know, the way God loves us and forgives us and is unconditional, you know, that's how we got to strive to be in our day-to-day relationship with those around us, you know what I'm saying? Especially our loved ones or, you know, our spouses or whoever we may, you know, have relationships with.
Wow, that is great. Because everyone knows that I'm crazy about Daydreamer, but I'm so crazy about your other songs also. And a song that I noticed that especially your female fans are crazy about, and I love it. I mean, I was just listening to the lyrics over and over again earlier, like late last night, early this morning, and that is Heaven Can Wait.
That song is
so beautiful.
Thank you.
I mean, that is so beautiful. I mean, you really make women in that song. I mean, wow. Any woman that wants to feel better needs to listen to that song. I mean, all men should listen to that song. Kids should listen to that song. That song is so beautifully written. What was the inspiration behind that song? Your love for your wife, because I want to know, he's a, like I said earlier, he's a devoted husband and a father. So your love, I mean, what inspired that song?
Oh yeah, definitely my love for my wife and just wanting to be, you know, the type of husband that I know God wants me to be, that type of husband, you know, that he describes. When he say, you know, love your wife like Christ the church. And,
wow.
You know, was putting him to lay his life down. So, you know, that's how he commands us to love. And that's what I really try to encourage. And that's definitely what I try to, you know, strive to do as well in my own relationship. And that song is just, it's just a song that I really hope encourages a lot of relationships and it encourages people to strive to make it work, because, you know, a lot of times, you know, we give up, and I know that's what, you know, that's what the devil wants, that's what the enemy wants, to split people apart. And, you know, a lot of times we give up, you know, because of, you know, different things that we may go through. But if we look at it, you know, from this perspective that God looks at it, you know what I'm saying, and just really try to keep pushing forward and really try to, you know, love each other the way that God wants us to love each other. And that's what I'm really trying to do. I'm just trying to encourage people to do that. Not saying that it's easy, you know what I'm saying? Not saying that, you know, I'm the perfect husband. You know, I have my ups and downs as well. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes I got to listen to that song myself, you know what I'm saying, to keep myself encouraged. So.
Oh, wow. Cool. Hello?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay. And sometimes you have to listen to your song, wow, that song is just so inspiring. Yeah, guys, you definitely need to listen to that song. With Valentine's Day coming near, that is the perfect song to dedicate to all the women in your life, your wife, your kids, your sisters, your mother, but especially your wives. That is the song, I mean, that would just inspire. It's just great. It's a good song for both sexes and for kids and all. Because of,
oh, yeah, definitely.
But that's good. That's good. Even you listen to the song, so that's good to know. And that song's on point.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, that's how it's been with you know, all of my music. You know, God will give me these songs at times that I'm struggling with different things to encourage me, and I just know that same encouragement could be so much of an encouragement to other people. So it's definitely a pleasure to share the music. It's definitely, I always believe in passing on encouragement because people don't know, you know, how much words of encouragement or just encouragement can impact people's lives. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times people are going through things that you don't even know about, you know, and are really dealing with struggles, and just saying a kind word will just really change the trajectory of their whole day. You know what I'm saying? Could really brighten up somebody's whole day by saying something kind and just encouraging them. So I really believe in encouragement, and I'm just looking to the kind of music that can do that and really impact people's lives and really motivate people.
Wow. You told me something very interesting, which I believe to be true, that when you go into the studio and you're all prepared to do your own, do a certain song a certain way, that it's best for you to allow God to guide your work. So can you elaborate more on that? You remember when we talked about that?
Yeah, I definitely remember that, man. You know, a lot of times I used to go in the studio with my own agenda and, you know, have in front of me what I want to do, and then just out of the blue, you know, God have blessed me with something different. So, you know, every song that I've done so far on my album, I never went in to the studio trying to do. So, you know, I was going in to do something else, and I ended up never completing the song that I set out to do. But, you know, God have blessed me with something so much better. So now I'm just like a kid in a candy store, you know, just waiting to see what he's going to bless me with next. You know what I'm saying?
Because it's hilarious. Cause you know you're playing how you would like a song to be, but when you let go and let God, it's just something totally different.
Oh yeah, he definitely takes it to that next level, man. And it's just awesome. It's just awesome, man. When you hear lyrics and you hear songs that, you know, you really can't even imagine yourself coming up with, but somehow you came up with it. Somehow you were giving these words. So, you know, I'm just honored. I'm just honored, you know what I'm saying? And I'm just happy.
Okay. We have 2 more minutes, but the show can be extended 10, 15 minutes. So would you like to talk more? Okay, because we can end the show in a couple of minutes, or we can continue talking for another 10 minutes, and then continue the interview, because it is a two part interview next Saturday. But
oh yeah,
so you have time to talk a little longer?
Oh, yeah, nothing but time.
Okay. Listen, our audience, the live stream will discontinue in a minute and a half. But everyone else, stick with us as we talk with one of my favorite artists right now, Okie Rike. Right? I finally said it right. Rike.
Okie Rike.
I love the K. Okie Rike. So thank you so much for tuning in. If you can't stay with us another 10, 15 minutes, you can listen to the whole show in its entirety at the profile. We're fastly approaching 38K views, so thank you so much. But everyone else, he's going to talk with us a little longer. And many, many fellow musicians and artists are listening also. So and not just fans of music, but fellow musicians, and they love listening to the tips that you share also. And it's very good to let people know not to give up. So back to what we were talking about. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
Okay, you can go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, yeah, that's very important. If you have a dream and you have a vision, keep pursuing that and never give up on that. You know, I had somebody encourage me in that way, at a time that I wanted to give up on the music, to tell me never to give up on your dreams. Because, I didn't, I felt like it wasn't, moving. And I wasn't sure anymore if I was going to be successful in it, so. I kind of got to a point where I started, looking at other options and things like that. And, I had somebody say, never give up on your dreams. And that was all it took. So I definitely want to pass that encouragement on to anybody else who's doing this music and, who may be struggling with it.
Mm-hmm. And to not give up. So do you want to just elaborate on the other options?
As far as, what I was looking at?
Yes.
Oh, getting a job and things like that,
And some people were saying what they say to what people say to creative people, especially other loved ones that mean good, would make suggestions. Well, you should be doing this instead of this. And then when they finally hear and see your talent, then they be thinking, what was I thinking, huh?
Yeah, it's like that a lot. People, it's really no harm, man. A lot of times people think, they're doing you good by telling you, saying to pursue something more solid or something more, more concrete. But, you have a dream for a reason, and you have those talents for a reason, So the encouragement I give is to trust God, and definitely stay prayerful, and you will be blessed.
Great. And I mentioned at the top of the show that he's not a new artist, honestly. And he's well known in the Savannah area as not only a solo artist, but tell us a little bit about your early days with the Sav Boys.
Oh yeah, like I said, I came into the professionally as a group because I've been doing music pretty much my whole life. I remember writing songs at 13, even younger than that. I believe the first song I can remember writing, I was in elementary school still, so it was the first or second grade. But I wrote a song. I wrote a rap on racism and impact on society. Based on the Rodney King beatings around the time that it happened, and I was 13 then, so
Wow. And so that was a loved song. What was the name of it again?
Oh, I don't even think I had a title for it, but it was about okay, it was called Racism. I wrote it when I was 13. I can't remember the whole thing. I remember a few lines, so I'll go as far as I can remember.
Okay.
Well, the song went racist. It said, racism, when will we ever find out that the color of the skin is not what it's about? Once a dream that one day we live together to play, but it sings a different tune in the streets of L.A. Why does it always have to be a thing of if you're black or you're white? Or can't we ever live in peace without starting a fight? And if there ever is a hope of making peace with Iraq, we got to make peace with ourselves as a matter of fact. April 27th, 1992, the violence in Los Angeles had begun to brew. Crime could be seen all around the block, which sent the whole nation to a terrible shock. Rodney King got beaten by a group of white police. Now they say that's what put an end to the peace. And I just went on and on about racism, but that's all I can remember of the song.
Wow. That was the first song ever written. Wow.
Yeah, I wrote that when I was 12 or 13. But I started putting music out professionally when I was I believe between 19 and 20. That's when I put out the first album I did with a group of guys from around here. We're from Savannah, so we went by the Sad Boys
Okay.
In 2000 is when I put out my first solo album. Yeah, it was entitled Consequences and Repercussions. And at the time, I went by PMI,
okay.
which is short for Pain's My Inspiration.
Pain's My Inspiration, PMI. Wow. Yeah, because I had noticed that, and I was like, wow. And people still recognize and love PMI. Pain's My Inspiration. But from the way your lyrics sound, I hear no pain, but pain's my inspiration. But that's something, the beautiful things that come out of pain.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It was definitely, the things that I've been through that is who I am today. As people say, it was definitely a lot of growth and a lot of learning, so I'm thankful for that. And, it allows me to be able to relate to people who are going through those same struggles. And so I'm glad I'm in a place now that I can be of encouragement.
Well, when I listen to your music, I've told you, and I always tell the listening audience that, wow. I hear the influences of Seal and Minneapolis Sound, but you have told me differently of whom your influences are, and when you told me your influences, like, wait a second, I do hear those influences, but you are so original. So can you recap the talk that you and I had about your influences? Because you told me you were influenced by Michael Jackson, whom I love. I love the entire Jackson family. Phil Collins, Power Ballad.
I am
Power Ballad just queen. I love Power Ballad. And you all know I'm telling the truth. So can you please elaborate on your influences?
Oh, yeah, those that, I definitely was exposed to a broad spectrum of music growing up, all kinds of music. I fell in love with the hip-hop music, but I definitely was influenced by a broad spectrum of music. Even from,
hey, I'm feeling the same way. So it's important to have water next to you.
Yeah.
But what were you saying?
Yeah, like I was saying, I was definitely influenced by a broad spectrum of music. I did listen to the power ballads, the Phil Collins, to the, you know, to the Rosters, to the everything like that, down to the country music, Willie Nelson. Over to the hip hop, you know, to the Fugees, to, you know, Outkast.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so many different. No, I just love music. I just love music, and I just love good music. So there was never any really, one type of music that I clung to.
Yeah, because we can hear the fusion of different genres in your music. You definitely fuse different. It just seems like your sound is just a fusion of different, like you were saying, genres that you admire. But
oh yeah. It was definitely, I believe, by God's design to do it that way, and that's why I was exposed to so much different kinds of music growing up. So, you know, I just go in there and do what I feel, and I don't have any kind of genre and anything in mind. I just, you know, do whatever God gives me, and that's what He gives me.
And you're definitely original. You're not a cookie. You don't have this cookie cut sound of anyone. Like, oh, because you do remind me of, your voice does remind me of Seal. But you, like you told me, you said God is, I think, didn't you say God is really your inspiration? It is not just one artist. And that's why you don't sound like just one artist. You sound like yourself.
Yeah, original. Yeah, I mean, it's I believe it's always important for artists to, you know, not to get too much into, you know, another artist, because sometimes it happens to rub off on your sound. So, I try to go on there, you know, with a clear head. And, you know, a lot of the, you know, the artists I like, you know, was from the old school, you know, the old music. So I really don't, you know, spend a lot of time listening to new music. You know, I mean, there's not saying that all new music is bad, but, you know, there's, you know, few and far between, you really find the kind of music that really brings that feeling.
Yeah. See, it's similar to another favorite artist of mine, Austin Brown, Ribby Jackson's son, and Michael Jackson's nephew, who spent a lot of time with Michael Jackson. You and he sound similar in what I've heard. I'm looking forward to talking to him in the near future, too. But he's influenced by old sound musicians of the past, not just his family, but he's so original also. And so what you just said just remind me of another favorite artist of my art, Austin Brown. He was like, I know when he was on the George Lopez show, he talked about how he's influenced by the Jackie Wilsons and other artists of the past. But
Oh yeah, you know, so
that's just amazing. So I just can imagine who else you're influenced by. This is just fantastic. I'm just in awe of all of this.
Oh yeah,
wow.
That's just to name a few. That's just to name a few that could come in my head, you know, all the time. But it's so many more. So many more.
Can we talk a little bit about what we talked about? Hip hop, because Fab Boys was a rap hip hop group, right? But can we talk about the perception of hip hop now? And you and I, we both love hip hop. I'm a child of hip hop. But can we talk about what we talked about? You know what I'm saying? How artists approach hip hop nowadays, instead of just letting it naturally flow out.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like we was talking about, you know, it was a time where it was really about, you know, having a message, you know, wanting to get your voice heard and get a message out. And there was a lot of individuality, you know, but now, like, a lot of music has just become commercialized, you know what I'm saying? And the aim is really, you know, what can I say to get money? So, or what can I say to blow up? So.
So what can I say to get money? What can I say to get this deal? Or what can I say to do this? when really you believe just let go and let God, and this is this to follow.
Yeah, I mean, everybody has a story to tell. Everybody has something that makes them unique, you know, and so many people spend a lot of time trying to sound like everybody else and trying to, you know, and wanting to talk about what everybody else is talking about, and they just completely, you know, do something that's so valuable that, you know, would have really set them apart. So,
okay.
You know, it's important to tell your story. It's important to be yourself. And, you know, it's not just the music, though. It's you know, these days, it's, people are just afraid to be themselves. So.
See, you all, we have a lot to talk about. So this is a two-part interview, and we will be talking with, say your name, because there are other people that would like to say it right also.
Okurike.
Okurike, next Saturday. And have your questions prepared and chat in the chat room also next Saturday. How can people contact you, tweet you, talk, just see and hear more?
You can find me.
I have you on blast everywhere.
Yeah. Okurike, I'm going to tell you how it's spelled. It's spelled O-K-I-R-I-K-E. That's O-K-I-R-I-K-E. And you can find me on, you can Google me, and you can find me pretty much everywhere under the name, you know, my YouTube channel, youtube.com/Okurike. You know, my Facebook page is facebook.com/Okurike. You know, my Twitter is @Okurike.
Okay.
And you can email me okurike@gmail.com or okurike@yahoo.com.
We're out of time, and you all listen to the rebroadcast